95.3 Gorilla.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember when you had to pay for ringtones? Now, I would throw my phone out the window if it made a single sound.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Wednesday.
Is it?
It's Wednesday.
Let's do a show! Let's do a show right now! What are we doing?
The one thing that I've always wanted to do is learn how to be a radio DJ.
Good luck with that.
You're very, very boring.
You have the worst voice I've ever heard.
You're a loser!
Well, good luck in radio.
I don't need luck. I need talent.
Wait, what time is it?
It's showtime.
Good Wednesday! How you doing? I'm Ryan Gavin. You know what's happening right now on our website? Have you heard? March Gladness is going on right now at 95.3gorilla.com, and it's going all the way through the month. It started this past weekend. March Gladness are the biggest savings you're ever going to find. 50% off stuff you love, and not just the normal deals that we usually have. These are amazing deals, like the Depot on Canal, half off. Savvy Sliders, half off right now at 95.3gorilla.com. Coffee Mounds in Long Beach, they're half off. We got Bayou Vista Golf Course in Gulfport, Finish Line Performance Karting, and so much more. They are all slashed 50%. Half off deals happening for you right now. It's March Gladness. You're going to be glad you went to our website. I'm serious. This is not a joke. Ring the deal alarm. They're all 50% off right now on our website for March Gladness at 95.3gorilla.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. You know, teens don't know how good they have it with instant access to websites with lyrics. We used to have to sing stuff wrong for years and years until the truth destroyed us.
Guess what day it is?
Wednesday!
Yeah, Wednesday! Yeah.
Woo! It's a great day!
No way! The week's not even through yet.
Well, we are halfway through the week.
Like midway.
Midway.
Midway through.
There's just something very exciting about that.
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Every day above ground is a good day.
So that means
today is a good day.
Okay, Mr. Positive.
Mr. Positive.
We get it!
Can we start?
Can we start now?
Yes! Showtime!
Showtime! Here we go. Welcome in. You're on 95.3 Gorilla. I'm Ryan, and Disney Plus in the news today. Fans of The Simpsons can now binge-watch all 35 seasons nonstop. That's 767 episodes in order. Yeah, Disney Plus now has a dedicated streaming channel. It's nearly 300 hours of Springfield madness. You can watch that on Disney Plus. The National Archives yesterday released thousands and thousands of pages of declassified records related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy back in Texas in 1963. They've been out for now about 12 hours, and there have been no major revelations since they were released. Justin Timberlake entertained passengers on his private jet to Argentina by impersonating a flight attendant. He made humorous pre-flight announcements, including a playful life jacket demo, leaving everybody laughing as they headed to their next destination. Who wrote this? Who wrote this story? His press agency? Come on. JT's in the doghouse, okay? You can't drive drunk. Don't do that. Prince Harry is in the news. Homeland Security releasing documents confirming he did not receive any special treatment while obtaining his U.S. visa. So those rumors out there about Prince Harry was given special treatment to come to the U.S., that's not true. Today, Wednesday, March 19th, is Live, Laugh, Love Day. I will not be celebrating. Today is also National Poultry Day. Prices slowly coming down on eggs and chicken, by the way, after that horrible bird flu ravaged the country over the last few months. Tomorrow is Absolute Incredible Kindness Day. And Friday is National Memory Day. So if you or somebody in your life thinks you might be having some memory issues, you might want to get checked out. That's a good reminder to do that. And on a lighter note, let's go to Fallon from last night talking about Ferrari. There's some car news to get to today.
Well, some business news. The CEO of Ferrari said the company's clients are getting younger, with 40% of their new customers under the age of 40. Still small penises, but under the age of 40.
There you go. That's what's up today. Happy March 19th, 2025.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone.
This is the Gorilla Showbiz Buzz.
All right, so there are rumors floating around out there that Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak are getting it on. Yeah, romance rumors for these two. I don't know. Do we care? Do we care? Pete Davidson. I care more about Pete. Pete Davidson apparently is in a new relationship with a non-celebrity. This person is, quote, very different from anybody else he's ever dated. And he says he's very happy. Yeah, this is a source close to him that told People magazine that Pete Davidson is dating somebody who's not famous and to not ask who she is. Great. Good for you, Pete. Pete's turning normal. He's going to be boring soon. Nick Cannon popped up on a recent episode of the We Play in Spades podcast, and they were joking with him about having more kids, and apparently he's not done yet.
I got a vasectomy as well. It's another man at this table that needs to think about that.
I feel like this is an entertainment.
That might be why they brought us here.
I feel like there's an influx in black men getting vasectomies. I've been hearing about it. Or maybe black men never talk about it.
It is a responsible thing to do. Yeah. I'm not done.
Yikes. Okay, Nick. Have fun with that. Millie Bobby Brown seems to have been in the news every day for the last couple of weeks. She must have hired like a new publicity team or something. First, it was her middle name isn't Bobby. It was Bonnie. And now she's living on a farm with like 100 animals. And the latest piece of news here, she's been rumored to be considering a role as Britney Spears in a new biopic. She looks just like 07 Britney when she went nuts, remember, right, with the hair? This is what she said when she was just asked about whether or not she's actually going to take this role.
I know that I think, you know, everything's in the talks, but for me personally, if it's done, you know, basically if with or without me, I am so, so, so excited for it. And I think it's going to be a brilliant story with a brilliant, you know, core, which is Britney.
Brit, the one and only.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Today is a day on which all eyes were on Washington, even more so than usual, for the long-anticipated release of the JFK assassination files. After 60 years of books and movies and deep investigations, today was like Christmas morning for conspiracy theorists.
And what did we learn? Absolutely nothing. There have been no major revelations in the JFK files. Nothing at all, in fact. We've had them for, what, like 16 hours now? They came out late last night? Yeah, nothing. Nothing. We haven't learned a damn thing. Did Oswald do it? I guess. Another flashback news today. Bruce Willis turning 70 today. Happy birthday to Bruce.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
One of the best movie lines of all time. Of course, Alan Rickman in that clip, too. And finally, on today's date, way back in 1931, Nevada legalized gambling, which paved the way for casinos, Vegas, and movies like Casino. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. It's March 19th.
You feel that? Time to turn up the heat. Here's today's hot topic.
I feel so bad for Tracy Morgan after he puked all over the Knicks game the other night. Did you see this? Oh, it's gross. There's a photo floating around out there. You don't want to see it. Violently upchucked all over the court at the New York Knicks game. I had to be wheeled out of there in a wheelchair. So I want to know today, of course, you know, I want to stir the pot. I want to know, what's the worst place you've ever thrown up? Come on, we all have stories. What's just the worst, most devastating place you have ever thrown up? I was on stage at a chorus concert as like a 12-year-old kid in middle school, and I just felt it coming. I was like, oh no, oh no. I ran off the stage, middle of the song, middle of the performance. Right into the bathroom. I kind of made it. I sort of made it into the bathroom stall. That was awful. How about you? What's the worst place you've ever had to throw up?
In a parking lot right outside a nice restaurant.
Oh, no, a really nice one. What happened? Was it the food?
I almost made it to the bushes, but nope. Right there on the pavement while people were walking by. Definitely not one of my finer moments.
Oh, no, that's horrible. How about you? What's the worst place you've ever had to throw up?
Oh, man, I once threw up in the middle of a Macy's.
Like the department store? Dude, that's the worst. When did this happen?
I wasn't a kid either. This is like 10 years ago.
Okay, like, did something happen, or were you just kind of not feeling good? What happened?
I was just sick.
Yeah.
I felt super bad about it, but the staff was actually very nice.
Really? Wow. Maybe they deal with that more than we think. I just feel like that's such a rare thing. You know, I would be mortified.
What day is it today?
That is an excellent question.
It's Wednesday. Hump day.
Oh, yeah.
I bust my hump every day.
We're the number one show.
Okay.
You got a hit show.
We're entertainers.
That's debatable.
What a freak show.
Freak show.
That's more like it.
Are you ready for an exciting and challenging day?
It's showtime.
Showtime. Here we go. Welcome in. I'm Ryan. Time for TikTok O'Clock. Yeah, let's do this thing. Torchy Swinson is our subject today. She's a wonderful lady from down here somewhere in the South. Older gal, and she shares some life advice on TikTok sometimes, and I absolutely love this woman. I can't get enough of her. She's in my feed all the time. I'm a Torchy Swinson fan. Ready? Here we go.
I was going to tell you something. A lady here told me the other day, she, you're not supposed to drink so many soda pops. I said, well, my grandmother lived to be 102. She said, did she drink soda pops? I said, no, but she minded her own business.
Oh, man. No, but she minded her own business. Torchy Swinson. Let's do one more from her. She's amazing. Ready?
I was going to tell you something. It turns out that you don't really have to have a birthday to buy the cake because nobody checks. You just go buy a birthday cake. They won't check.
Life advice from Torchy. I love it.